You've been searching for answers, wandering in the dark, looking for that glimmer of light that resonates with your soul and spirit. As you step into this new era that some indigenous people refer to as the Rainbow Bridge, without a compass, without a guide, yet needing some help to navigate your way through this spiritual maze, look no further. We've got the map. The Searcher's Roadmap. Now here's your host for The Searcher's Roadmap, Rhonda Harris.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Rhonda Harrison, broadcasting from Red Feather Lakes, Colorado, bringing you the Searcher's Roadmap. And today's guest is Pam Rennie. She's an alchemist, and she is going to help us understand this manifesting and consciousness change that's expanding right now through all the energy that's changing right now in this time of the Rainbow Bridge. Pam, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
There you go. Okay. So you got some information for us in regards to completing this, solstice, or not, this energy of this last year.
Apparently I do, and I say it like that because it's fascinating to me when I am looking ahead at a date and think about, well, this feels important to talk about, that can shift in the moment. And
mm-hmm.
I work so much in the moment that I know there's a lot to come forward because I've literally got so much energy flowing through me. So we're going to talk about that. And just I'm opening to what is available and what all of the listeners are both consciously and subconsciously calling to hear and to be guided with at this time. So I'm ready to run. So,
okay. On your mark, get set, go.
Go. Oh, thank you, Rhonda. So
you're welcome.
Hello, everyone listening now and for the replay. Welcome, welcome. It is December 19th. Take a breath. And wherever you are in the world, just bring yourself present to this very moment. Right here, right now. Let your cares, your thoughts of the day, of the week, let them just be. Let them be quiet. Be present in this moment, as there must be something quite profound to share, because as I sat in quiet contemplative space, calling in my guides, the archangels, ascended Master Kathumi and Yeshua to assist and to ask that ever-poignant question, what is it that with the tools I have that I may bring forward for you to hear and to be of value at this time? I'm literally almost not shaking, but my heart's pounding. So there's a lot of energy. So let's see where this takes us. So when I say take a breath, part of that is it brings you present. Of course, we know how important breathing is, but it assists you in being in present time and shifting your energy. The breath holds the infinite intelligence of the Creator. There's energetics, there's coding of light, of sound that we don't hear with the ears. And because of the path I've chosen to walk and stepping into my role as teacher, mentor, channel, and whatever I seem to continue to evolve into, I intend to be of assistance, and my space is filled with energy. So take a breath and allow that divine light in. Allow your body to relax and to be present. We are in an amazing, remarkable time. And how do I know that? My week has been quite profound. It's been filled with challenges, with things that pushed me to the limit of how do I want to choose to hold my space? because as I talk to you about holding peace and being at ease, can't exactly talk that talk if I'm not walking that walk. And I notice that each shift for me personally, well, in the past I may have thought of it as, uh-oh, I'm being challenged or something is in my way. I no longer view it that way. If I'm intending to hold myself in peace and something comes up present to maybe knock me out of my space or put me in the position, if you will, to choose, I no longer see it as an obstacle or something in the way. It may simply be an old experience, a pattern, an energy, maybe someone else's energy in my space that's simply not in alignment with me holding that level of peace in that elevated state as I'm intending to do. Make sense? So that's part of what I've experienced this week. You see, for me, I really consciously know that I came into this embodiment in this life to really experience the fullness of my creation, the creation of my soul spirit as that infinite spark, that unique personality that is a spark of the divine, as you also are. And so my expansion in this last year has been quite remarkable. And in this last week, a week ago today, we experienced the 12-12 gateway opening. On that day, oh my goodness, the energies were so beautiful. And take a deep breath. That day, our solar system moved into an alignment with a great central sun. Our planet is being bathed with light coatings, with ascension codes, with colors, with sound, with frequencies, everything to assist us in this evolution we are in, to assist us with our personal ascension. And those lights continue to the solstice, which is just this Sunday, 12/21/14. Much more than a change of season, a remarkable gateway. So take a moment and pause. And breathe in that light and ask, what have you noticed? I'm noticing a lot of water is required in my body, particularly today, so I'm going to take a sip, and if you have a water glass or bottle handy nearby, go ahead and take a sip also. So amidst this bathing of light that's so purposeful, we're past the shift that we have come to experience and play a role in. We're actually about to begin in 12 days from now, our third year in the golden age, the year of 2015 of our time. We're in a place where, as we stepped through the years up to 12/12/12, we're in a bit of a period of not quite knowing how to navigate. I love the theme of the Searcher's Roadmap, and as I listened to the words today, I thought, never have they felt more poignant than right now. We haven't always known how to navigate, how to be, or what to expect on this path of evolution. But we forge ahead one step at a time, one breath at a time, sometimes on the days that seem most challenging. And the realms of all that is cheering us on and saying, well done. We are being successful. Take a moment as I yawn and shift energy. And know if you have not participated with me before, a yawn is not boredom. And I'm not tired. I'm literally shifting energy, shifting away old energies, patterns, anything that's not serving for me and for all of those on this call. So stepping into all that's available right now, whether you celebrate Hanukkah, Christmas, or any other symbolic seasonal celebration at this time. Now more than any other time on the planet, we are pointed and more directed to things and themes of the spirit because of the celebrations. When else throughout the year do you see symbols, colors, song, sounds, smells, tastes, and such tremendous overflowing, a symbol of celebration? We're going to tap into those quantum energies, those bandwidths of energy, celebrating joy, peace, hope, and most of all, love. More than ever, we have choice, and we're going to talk about that. I want to begin by talking about a theme that was very present this week. I always notice things and themes as I work among private sessions with clients in my own life and hearing from other like-minded beings, as we tend to call those of us that are on a similar path. But something that was very prominent this week was grounding. Many had difficulty staying in the body. They were floating off. They were very spacey. Being grounded was challenging for many. So let's begin right now with that grounding exercise, creating a new grounding cord if you've done one with me before, or creating a new one for the purpose of being more fully present in our physical bodies, that spirit that we are, being more aligned, more present, more conscious, and also creating that exit point. So all the electromagnetic energy that swims and flows in through and around us has a place to ground off. And no concerns, because this grounding cord in place neutralizes the energy and all of those thoughts. For yes, a thought is an electric energy. A thought is an actual thing. And without being grounded off, we'll stay in our space, as is a feeling or an emotion is a magnetic energy. So as these energies are grounded off our space, in our grounding cord, they're neutralized and flow right back to the core of Mother Earth to be recycled and used as new energy. So let's create a grounding cord now. This is a tool that is a very foundation of mastering alchemy, level one, a very important tool. So with the power of your imagination, and the seat of your intention is your imagination, use this tool that was brought forward by the archangels in this pathway of mastering alchemy, and create a beam of light. Now this first beam of light, the first component to this cord, represents that cord that will ground off the electrical frequency. Now I see this as a beam of light, and you may choose a cord of rope, a tree, a waterfall. Whatever you see is fine and perfect for you. But take that first component, and you're going to attach it at the very tip of your spine at your tailbone, right in that first chakra. Now allow the other end to drop into the core of the earth. Command it to grow roots and really anchor firmly in. Now command this grounding cord to turn on and activate now. And take a deep breath. Now the magnetic component, the second component of this cord, is a coil. So create that magnetic coil. And take that first end, attaching it also with that first component of the cord, right at the tip of the spine. And this wraps right around that first chord and direct it also to the core of the earth to anchor in, grow roots. Now command this magnetic coil to turn on and activate. Now take a deep breath. Command all the electromagnetic energy not serving you to ground right off this grounding cord. Bring yourself consciously aware of being grounded and more present in your body. And now notice your breath. Allow your breathing to be in a comfortable rhythmic flow. Where the inhale flows into the exhale flows into the inhale. Comfortable circular breath, just like a baby, where their abdomen, their belly goes up and down in a regular rhythmic flow with no abrupt start or stop. So take a moment and allow that breath to be comfortable and easy. Continue to shift off all energetics, any old programming that's just not serving us and aligned with our intentions to be about our path more fully, more conscious, more aware. Deep breath. And now notice yourself. And notice this shift of energy. Notice the calm. Notice that presence of peace. Notice that quiet. There's a depth to the quietness. There's a depth to the calm. It's a calm with an excitement. Allow that to flow in, through, and around you. Feel the presence of Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel, Lord Metatron, Archangel Gabriel, Yeshua. And we have much focus and attention, those in celebration of the sacred religious celebrations at this time, focusing on Jesus. Feel the love and support they bring to us now. They want you to be aware that if you could truly see the depth of this support, that you could live in that higher soul, spirit, higher mind, expanded consciousness which is available, that you would with such a surety know you are so surrounded with a legion of support, there would be no worry in your space. That you would consciously be aware of choice. Holding that thought in your awareness, let's talk about some of the realities we may be experiencing. We're shifting from that third dimension, which has been closed. That experience is complete. Our bodies are upgrading. We are literally in transition, becoming more fifth-dimensional beings of light. That was our conscious choice as we came into embodiment at this time. So we were releasing many aches, pains, lower vibrating experiences, beliefs that we've held on to for many years. We've had the experience in our conscious awareness held within our bodies of all of the experiences where others have told us we're not okay. Take a breath and know all is well. We have choice much more fully available now than ever. And we have the power within us to step more fully into our greatness, to the truth of who we are, and to the truth of what we came here to do. And the importance of that time is now in knowing that. We're going to step into that and play with that. Play being a light word for however you choose to receive in a moment. I want to share something personal. I have a precious son. Well, I have more than one, but I'm talking about this one. That's been part of my role and experience in this lifetime, to be a mother and to raise amazing beings of light and to experience multiple things from that, of course. But in this present experience with this one, who's 11, about to be 12, he went through a very life-altering experience in this past week. He was quite sick, just with what we would call a bug. And I'm going to ask you to put a rose in front of your space as you listen. So see a rose right now. Remember a rose from the garden, from the grocery store. See it right in front of your space, and that will collect the energy of what I've spoken, where there might be a unconscious or conscious concern in your space. This is just simply contained in the story. No need to take upon you that energy. But this was part of our journey as a family to experience and learn and grow from this conscious choice. And I, believe me, in the human form, not that long ago, had a hard time to think, why would anyone choose to take upon something uncomfortable? How could that be true? But I digress. So here he was, very uncomfortable, and I was, with my mother role on, very diligently caring for him and nurturing him and loving him and assisting him in all of the ways that I had the capacity to. I became very consciously aware at the end of his recovery how much of a role he had in choosing to heal. Take a deep breath. That's not so much a part of the story, yet it is. What is the key to that choosing, deciding, asking for support, for guidance, for assistance? Very important pieces, because as human beings, we are very connected to one another. And believe me, those synchronies will line up. The miracles will happen. And people will line up to assist and support in ways that you consciously could have never imagined, and I bear witness to that. The heavens will open and pour down upon a blessing as you choose. On Thursday morning, he woke up. I had quite profound dreams in the dream space and had participated in my work in my Master in Alchemy course and done with my group over the across the globe, a profound body of work that night, Wednesday night, and woke up in a wonderful new space. But as he woke, he said, I had the most amazing dream. And it's this dream I really am bringing forward to share with you, but those components were also important. And I said, tell me. These were his words. He said, everyone in the world yelled. I was taken a bit aback a moment. In his 11-year-old boy excitement, I said, they did? You mean a happy yell? And he said, oh, yeah, yeah. It was like a celebration. And I listened as he went on. He said everyone was gathered, but they stayed in their own countries. And he mentioned Japan. He said Japan was in Japan, and all the other places were in their own space. But everyone was outside. and there was like a big clock thing, and it counted down from 10 to 1. And at the 1, everyone in the whole entire world leapt and yelled a big, loud cheer. I was quiet as I listened. He added to the story later at dinner that night, last night, and said, after the cheer, everyone then celebrated within their own families. I looked at him and said, I think that was more than a dream. I think we really did that last night. I think there is a celebration going on in the realms that we may not consciously fully understand or be aware of, but that is taking place. Quite marvelous to behold the synchronistic timing, not only of his dream, but he also woke up that day and said, I'm fine. I feel great, and I want to go to school today. That was a remarkable turnaround from where he was just the night before. His whole countenance had changed. And taking a breath, how grateful I am for that experience and for his choosing. And for all of us, whether you're consciously aware now you are, that we're in a time of celebration. Let's step into that celebration, whatever it means. And know this, dear ones, whatever is going on in your life, whatever feels painful, difficult, uncomfortable, you can still bring in ease, peace, raise your consciousness and the vibration of your body and align with the true purpose and intention, the truth of who you are, and shift your experience. Answers will come, insights are right there, and ways will be made. Let's take a pause now and take that break. And when we come back from the break, if there are comments or questions, I'm open to taking them, but then we'll engage in some energy work and be in that place of celebration and raise our consciousness. So Rhonda, I turn the break time over to you right now, as we're almost on the half hour, and then let's come back together.
And listeners, we're coming back from break, and Pam is going to share some energy expanding work with us. And I just really want everyone to know how much I appreciate you tuning in today. The Searcher's Roadmap can be reached at searchersroadmap@gmail.com. And Pam will give her contact information as well. Pam, are you there?
I'm here.
There you are.
Here I am. Yes, and please, you can reach out
so
to me.
So do you want to give your information?
I can do that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, sure. I'll do that now. My email is pam@pamrennie.com, and it's pamrennie.com. And my website, also by the same name, or Sacred Journey Mentor, where I've got free energy tools, classes, and some information if you're interested. I would love to hear from you, and I do offer a 15-minute consultation if anyone would like to participate there. And I'm also offering right now, and the link is within the copy, but there is a class that I've done. It's about walking in peace, and it's a twofer class right now because there were two different classes that held different kinds of energy, and so it's two for one, and that is something that you can also experience if you would like more support at this time. Okay, so are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay, let's take another breath.
Yeah.
Give me a moment as I'm connecting again and tuning in with all that is possible and available at this time. I feel the powerful presence coming forward of Archangel Gabriel, so invite him in and welcome him now. And he's just aligning with our energies to bring glad tidings, good cheer. And we'll see if there's more, but for now, he's bringing in that centering exercise. Place your hands upon your heart and breathe in the love. Breathe out the love. Breathe in the love and breathe out the love. Be aware of that grounding cord you've created and allowing your breath to be in that comfortable rhythmic flow. Breathing in the love and out the love. There's this divine element of love. It's far beyond that love that says, I love you, or that love that we feel for another. It's that infinite love from Source, that love that has created all things. It's that love that Yeshua walks in that could not fully be experienced when he walked our planet, but that is so much ever more available now. There's an awareness in our heart, our sacred heart, housed within the etheric body, that we've not fully been able to access. But let's today, with our hands upon our heart, bring our awareness to this sacred space, our sacred heart. It is this place that holds the blueprint of our lives. It is here for you to bring your intentions forward to fully know yourself. And at this time, bring your intentions forward of whatever you may be in need of or desiring of now. Conscious awareness, surrounded by the archangels, the ascended masters, the Elohim and Lords of Light that I work with and have called forward to assist today and whenever you listen. May we breathe in the divine Holy Spirit light coming connected from the crystalline grid above our planet down through our higher chakras, allow this light to flow, coming down to your crown at the top of your head. Bring this light into the crown, Allow it to flow through that column of light that flows through your body from crown all the way through, following your spine. Out at the tip of the tailbone is that column. As you draw in a higher quotient of this Holy Spirit light now, allow it to flow through this column, through the sixth chakra, through the throat, the fifth, and bring it centered into the heart. As we draw in this light, we add the components of the green coating. The green codes of light hold the love of the Creator, that element of love that created all things. With your breath and your intention, draw that in, merged with that light, and draw that into the crown. Breathe this down through the sixth chakra, through that throat chakra, and let this come down into that heart center and merge with your sacred heart and with your physical heart. Breathe in the green coating, that element of love. Breathe this in to align with that love that is you. As you allow these energetics to flow and your awareness is held within your sacred heart, with nothing to figure out, nothing to go to, just to be and allow, allow yourself to receive. Allow these who are assisting us in this evolution to bring these energetics forward and to assist you fulfill your intentions. We are assisted with the rays of creation, sound that we don't hear with our physical ears, color codes breathing in these lights, energetics from source, drawing through that soul that is you, through that spirit that is you, into the physical body that is you, as the divine spark of Creator in physical form. Breathing in the green codes of light, allow yourself to feel the love that you are, to turn inward into this sacred heart and know that all that you have a need for is right here. In the love, breathe out the love. In this element of love, that all of the fractals, mental, emotional, physical, not aligned with your highest good, not aligned with your intentions, simply dissolve off. Deep breath. Present, conscious, aware. Let us be in the sacred space, in the quiet, absorbing this love, allowing it to flow into every cell of our body, raising our consciousness as we sit within the sacred heart, as the soul spirits we are. Aya, assure, Aya. I am that I am. we allow these lights and these codings to continue to flow for our highest good, our highest evolution, aligned with the truth of who we are and what we came here to do. May we each consciously, in the moments, days, and weeks to come, be aware of our action steps. At this moment in this sacred space, may all that's not serving us, beliefs, programming, anything not aligned with this Christed energy, with that divine love, let it dissolve in this element of love within the sacred heart. As the language of light comes forward, allow the sounds to flow through you. Eo eshene e kadosh gat ene. Hole semene e semene. Lo semene e in enye senle lo nesene. No, not you are holy ones. Purposely here at this time. Esmin e hile e. Allow that to seep into your conscious awareness. Antun ene imne e ele e ose. Lemne mene lene ole. Ele sine e se. Suni e o. On e. Or e. A deep breath. It is time to awaken, arise, and stand forth as the bright being you are in this physical body here to experience and be this evolution as our planet rises, as the Christed planet it is. Shine forth and be the love that you are. Breathe in the love and breathe out the love. Aya, assure, Aya. Let us step into this bandwidth of celebration. Let us feel whatever took place in that celebration in the sleep space among us. Let us align with those beings of light, archangels, ascended masters who are in awe of what is being accomplished. And as we bathe the planet with these frequencies of light and we hold this love, we assist all that is not in alignment with this love to shift, for everyone to awaken, to expand, and to step more fully into these golden ages as intended and is available. Aya, assure, Aya. Take a deep breath. And let us invite Archangel Gabriel to come forward and speak to us at this time. Good tidings, great joy. It is I, Archangel Gabriel. Glad tidings I bring on this grand season of celebration. How pleased I am for this opportunity to address you through this channel. As many hearts are turned at this time of year to the spirit and the aspects of spiritual nature, beloveds, it is time for these aspects to be incorporated daily, no longer for you to walk in separateness from Source. For that experience of duality is complete. The veils are thinning, beloveds. And as you have experienced, many of you, spiritual practices, yet felt a separateness within your own life, merge into a wholeness of yourself and let all aspects of you be in oneness and walk in your truth, no longer separate from Source nor from your spiritual journey. Do not cast your pearls before those that do not understand. Hold your light, beloveds. Hold your light deep within your heart and just be. You will know when to speak of your sacred experiences and know when to be still and just be. As you walk upon the earth in these elements of love, you create these changes. You assist others in waking up and realizing they have choice too. You now have the conscious capability to choose a thought, to choose a feeling, and experience that in a moment. You no longer have to be the effect of. You no longer have to go another minute in discomfort or uncomfortable feelings. Take a deep breath and breathe in that love. Breathe in the light. Breathe out the light. Breathe in the love. Feel the love and excitement that there is upon the planet from the realms of heaven extending to the very core of the earth. This evolutionary path is a success. In this year to come of your time, 2015, you will experience change. You will see changes happening in mass as if a twinkling of an eye. As many stand up and say, this isn't right, no longer will we allow this, and a change will take place. There's nothing to look for here, but to continue on your path, holding yourself aligned in the love that you are, present moment. Grounded. Being in present time will be very important. No longer in the past. Let go of all that has not served you and be present. There will be much change still to take place, but it is taking place successfully. I bring you glad tidings, tidings of joy, as the heavens sing for you. Be in sacred space, beloved, at this time of year, and draw on the bandwidth of energy in this solstice time, and allow these lights to bathe within your physicality, creating an expanded conscious awareness. And hold your presence within that sacred heart. And take moments of quiet and bask and be in the space. I will step back now and feel the impassioned excitement, beloved, as I have been with you. Bring that forward. Be of good cheer. It is I, Archangel Gabriel. Good tidings. Thank you, Gabriel. And take a deep breath and allow that energy to sit. Aya, assure, Aya, I am that I am. And as I step forward, my goodness, I hope you too feel what I barely have words for as I see these codings and the shift that has taken place in this period of time that we have connected. And as I walk around as a physical being, I stand in awe as I allow myself to step into the role that I have taken. All that comes through, and I feel in a mass of love in my space. At this time, if there are questions or comments, I'm open to receiving them, and if not, I suggest we be complete and sit in these energies. Commune with your guides. Sit within that sacred heart and breathe in the love and allow these green coatings to continue to flow. So much has taken place that there are no words for. That is all for your highest good and your intended path and evolution. So, Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am. I'm really quite well. When you were doing that grounding exercise and the three legs, you know, the two rods coming off the sacrum, that's exactly what my surgery looks like, my fusion.
Wow.
It goes down my back, and then it goes into my tailbone and then out to my hips. And it was like, wow, maybe God's just really trying to ground me now.
Yes, and you have that the metal in there to assist you with that, right?
Yeah.
Or whatever
exactly.
It's made of. Oh, my goodness.
Titanium.
Titanium,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so I just found that very interesting that I could visualize that, but then visualizing it, you know, going deeper and into the earth and that it's not just in my body, but it's in the mother, you know, and grounded to her and to Great Spirit, you know, and it just makes me feel really lucky.
Good. You know, it's interesting. I mean, we work. The components of our bodies are made of the earth, and being connected is so important, and we really are, whether we're aware of it, but to consciously draw and realize from that crystalline grid, the light flows through our higher chakras into the seven physical ones we're aware of, right through our bodies to the earth. That's kind of a wow. And when we tap into that, well, that's where there's so much
mm-hmm.
is that question of what else is available. And it really
exactly.
is all such a personal, unique experience. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, you're welcome. And callers and listeners, thank you for tuning in with us today on the Searcher's Roadmap. Pam will be back with us in 6 weeks. And you can reach me at thesearchersroadmap@gmail.com. If you have any questions, if you have any suggestions for guests, you know, feel free to get a hold of me. Or if you have questions for Pam, you know, get a hold of her on her email. Can you give them your contact information one more time, Pam?
You bet. My email is pam@pamrennie.com. That's PAMRENNIE. And my website is sacredjourneymentor.com. You can also access it by pamrennie.com. And I do have that class I mentioned, Walk in One Piece and in one class, mm-hmm. Be Empowered and Walk in Peace, that's available right now, as well as the energy tools of the grounding cord and the rose tool and that free consultation too.
Very nice. So with that, we will be closing out today, and we will see you again next week at noon Rocky Mountain Time, 1 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time, and 11 o'clock Pacific Time. Thank you all.
Thank you, and many blessings.